Justin. Nick.
No kids.
And Dunkin's Donuts.
Right here.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Right now. Is that okay?
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a body dead, wrapped in plastic.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two secret diaries.
And a body dead, wrapped in plastic.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three possessed souls.
Two secret diaries.
And a body dead, wrapped in plastic.
Diane, on the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four talking logs.
Three possessed souls.
Two secret diaries.
And a body dead, wrapped in plastic.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five jelly donuts.
Four talking logs.
Three possessed souls.
Two secret diaries.
And a body dead, wrapped in plastic.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my sweetheart gave to me six fish in a percolator.
Five jelly donuts.
Four talking logs.
Three possessed souls.
Two secret diaries.
And a body dead, wrapped in plastic.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven one-armed men.
Six fish in a percolator.
Five jelly donuts.
Four talking logs.
Three possessed souls.
Two secret diaries.
And a body dead, wrapped in plastic.
Diane, on the eighth day of Christmas, I had a strange dream. Eight dancing midgets.
Seven one-armed men.
Six fish in a percolator.
Five jelly donuts. Sorry. Oops.
Four talking logs.
Three possessed souls.
Two secret diaries.
And a body dead, wrapped in plastic.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me nine owls lurking.
Eight dancing midgets.
Seven one-armed men.
Six fish in a percolator.
Five jelly donuts.
Four talking logs.
Three possessed souls.
Two secret diaries.
And a body dead, wrapped in plastic.
On the 10th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10 drooling Leos.
9 owls lurking.
8 dancing midgets.
7 one-armed men.
6 fish in a percolator.
5 jelly donuts.
4 talking logs.
3 possessed souls.
2 secret diaries.
And a body dead, wrapped in plastic.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 cherry pies.
10 drooling Leos.
9 owls lurking.
8 dancing midgets.
7 one-armed men.
6 fish in a percolator.
5 jelly donuts.
4 talking logs.
3 possessed souls.
2 secret diaries.
And a body dead, wrapped in plastic.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my sweetheart gave to me 12 cups of coffee,
11 cherry pies,
10 drooling Leos,
9 owls lurking,
8 dancing midgets,
7 one-armed men,
6 fish in a percolator,
5 dozen donuts, what?
4 talking logs,
3 possessed souls,
2 secret diaries.
And a body dead, wrapped in plastic.
Amen. Amen.
All right. That was the fake cast of Twin Peaks going way back to the early 90s. K-Rock, a radio station in Los Angeles, put that together. I don't know how I came about it somehow. Anyways, that was the 12 days of Twin Peaks Christmas. For those of you, I know there's a lot of people that like the show that like Twin Peaks, so I hope you appreciated that. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. It's a special Christmas episode of Dunkin' Donuts. It's going to be all Christmas songs. So we're going to hear, I don't know, we have a special guest here as well. Hello, Danya.
Hey, Duncan.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. So how about you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself? Where are you from?
I'm from Hamburg, Germany, and I'm Duncan's cousin or grand cousin or however.
Or really. Cousin twice removed. For,
yeah, somehow.
Yeah, something like that.
And I'm here visiting my parents-in-law, and they, with my husband, who is also from Vancouver,
right.
Obviously.
Yeah, cool. And what kind of... I think the music that I normally play here is probably a little too soft for you.
Yeah, I guess.
You like things a little harder.
Yeah, a little bit punkier.
Yeah, faster.
Upbeat. But I also like old country kind of music or whatever.
Cool.
And I like Stompin' Tom.
Stompin' Tom? Yeah, there's a grand Canadian. You're proving your Canadian bona fides. Yeah, it's good. It's good. What's Christmas like in Germany? Christmas Eve is the big...
Christmas Eve on the 24th.
Yeah.
That's a big dinner, and usually it would be, if there are kids in the house, at around 6 o'clock, Santa would come and have a big book and have a big bag and ask them if they were nice or naughty or whatever. And then you have to say a little poem, like a Christmas poem.
Do you know the poem?
I used to know lots.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would have to dig it up in my head. Maybe okay. I could find one later, a short one. And then you can unwrap the presents, and then you eat. And usually, we usually eat at home. We have a big duck roast and red cabbage and potatoes.
Awesome.
No dessert.
No dessert?
No dessert.
Because there's no room.
Not traditionally, anyways.
Okay.
No room.
You're full.
Of course.
Yeah. Good, good. What's the name for... Is Santa Claus... What do you call Santa Claus? Santa Claus?
No, we call him Weihnachtsmann.
And what is that?
Weihnachts for Christmas.
Right.
And Mann for man.
Right, okay.
So
yeah.
We have... And he also wears a red jacket.
He wears a red jacket. And
big black boots and...
Yeah, white beard.
Big white beard.
Big white beard.
Sometimes kids would be... Oh, I think that were Daddy's shoes Santa was wearing.
Oh.
They get too old.
And where did Daddy go? He always misses Weihnachten. Does he have an expression like ho, ho, ho?
He does ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
Okay. Ho, ho, ho.
Just like
across
that.
Cultural boundaries.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
Very good. So we should get back to some music.
Yes.
And we've tried to find a song that kind of meets in the middle between the two of us.
Yeah.
So some good Canadian indie rock meets hardcore a little bit.
Yeah.
For Fucked Up. Do They Know It's Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So this came out last year. It was a benefit for... the Downtown Eastside Power of Women Shelter in Vancouver, Sisters in Spirit in Ottawa, and Justice for the Missing and Murdered in Montreal. So great cause by Fucked Up. And this is their cover of the song, Do They Know It's Christmas? Here we go.
This is a joke from the Wu-Tang Clan. Feed the world. Let them know it's Christmas time.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame.
And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Through your arms around.
Yeah. Give up. Morning.
Good day to you, sir. Hey, wait a minute, what the hell?
CITR would like to thank everyone who donated their time, love, and money to Fund Drive 2010. The money raised goes directly into the operating costs of keeping our station on the air. Thanks to all of your generous donations, we're able to continue bringing you a diverse array of programming that includes music of every conceivable style and genre, thought-provoking and informative spoken word programming, independent news, local arts and festival coverage, multicultural programming you won't find anywhere else in Vancouver, not to mention our fabulous publication, Discorder Magazine. To thank you for your donation, we have prizes that are waiting for you here. If you have not yet picked up your prizes, now is the time. Come down to CITR World Headquarters in room 233 of the Student Union Building on UBC campus between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday to Friday.
All right, let's go to the bank.
Pay your pledge. Get your prizes. It's that simple.
That was Julian Casablancas, formerly of The Strokes, with the song I Wish It Was Christmas Today, which I guess was made famous by Jimmy Fallon. And I don't know. It's a catchy song. Did you find it catchy at all? We weren't really listening. Yeah.
We were doodling around.
Yes. Before that, we heard Wild Billy Childish and the musicians of the British Empire from the album Christmas 1979, the song A Quick One, Pete Townsend's Christmas. And that goes out to Casey, a friend of mine and a loyal listener of the show, who very graciously gave me some Kleenex last week when I thought I was going to cry. Long story. Anyways, it was very kind of you. Thank you very much, Casey. And thanks for listening. And before that, we heard Fucked Up with their cover of Do They Know It's Christmas. Okay, so some more songs. We're going to listen to some Mojo Nixon. Who's Mojo Nixon?
Oh, Who's Mojo Nixon? Oh, you caught me on that. I know that they did an album together with the Dead Kennedys, which I really, really like.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's rather rockabilly-ish.
Cool.
And I'd like to listen.
There's a Mojo Nixon reference in the song Punk Rock Girl by the Dead Milkmen. I think that's how I know.
You know them.
Yeah. Hey, Mojo Nixon, if you live, then your store needs fixing. I think that's the rhyme. And then after that, we're going to hear some Henry Rollins' spoken word of "Twas the Night Before Christmas."
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Cool. Okay. So we're going to start off Mojo Nixon's cover of Mr. Grinch, and then some Henry Rollins. Okay, here we go. Here is Mojo Nixon on CITR 101.9 FM.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus, as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. Huh. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. Play that saxophone. Mr. Grinch, your head is full of snot. You're a crooked, dirty jockey. You drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is appalling dump heap overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of rubbish imaginable. Mangled up and tangled up knots. Get knots. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty scum. Your heart is full of stink socks. Your soul is full of cum, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stuck.
Now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Dunder and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up the housetop, the coursers they flew, with sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked just like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, and then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod up the chimney he rose. He sprang to a sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of the thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Uh-huh. I don't know what's going on. that was Henry Rollins from a compilation called A Lump of Coal, and that was his performance of "Twas the Night Before Christmas." I don't think I'd go lurking into Henry Rollins' house late at night without him knowing about it.
Nah, that sounds...
He's a big man. You'd be worried about getting attacked with a soup can or something. before that, we heard Mojo Nixon from the album Horny Holidays, the song Mr. Grinch, and just those two songs there. Concert listings, tonight, Channels 3 and 4 are playing with Anna and Troll Rogue at the Biltmore. Also tonight, Bikini is playing with Humans and Teen Days at the Cobalt. After Christmas, on the 27th, Like Animals Again are playing with Aunts and Uncles and Olenka Krakus at the Biltmore. And on the 30th, Vancouver is playing with Catamaran and Safety Show at the Biltmore. After New Year's, in the new year, there's a lot of stuff happening New Year's Eve, but you can figure that out yourself. There's just a ton of things. On the 2nd, Grimes are playing with Sean Nicholas Savage, Terrorbird, Paula from Silly Kissers, and Blue Hawaii at the Zoo Shop. On the 8th, Heavy Chains are playing with Phone Calls and Angel Dust and Nausea at the Toast Collective. On the 15th, Sex Church is playing with Duffy and the Doubters and To Bad Catholics at the Interurban Gallery, which is a new place that Scratch Records are booking. So get tickets, because I'm sure it'll sell out. And Salem are at the Waldorf on the 22nd of January. Cool. You're not catching any shows while you're here. You're leaving on Boxing Day. So.
Yeah, we're leaving on Boxing Day, and we were looking into it, and then there wasn't really anything... We saw we really wanted to go to, and it's all before we got here or after we leave. So
yeah, and the Cobalt's no longer a metal bar. So
no, that's too bad. Then.
Yeah. So you were gonna read a Santa Claus poem.
Yeah,
recite.
I found some in my head, and I don't know. It's rather short, but I think you can always get Santy with that, and it's. Lieber guter Weihnachtsmann, schau mich nicht so böse an, stecke deine Rute ein, ich will auch immer artig sein.
I want to give you a gift. I can't find... here, have a pen.
I
feel like giving you something now that you recited that poem. It was good. Very cool. So we're going to hear a couple of songs, a couple of covers of "O Holy Night." Do you know the song "O Holy Night"?
Yeah.
O Holy Night. So the Rapture was a band. It's still a band in the 2000s, and their bassist recently left. His name is Matty Safer, and he has recorded a Christmas song, a cover of "O Holy Night." And so this is going out to my brother-in-law Isaac. He's requested this, so we're going to hear his cover of "O Holy Night," and then we're going to hear Salem's version of it. the title track from their album King Knight. They changed the name to King Knight, but it is O Holy Night. So that'll be an interesting little compare and contrast, I think. Very different versions of the same song. So here we go. Here is Maddie Safer on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Dunkin' Donuts Christmas Special with Danya all the way from Germany. And this is Maddie Safer with O Holy Night.
O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long may the world in sin and error pining, till he appear and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder grace, a new and glorious form.
Okay, Good Day is a Christmas part of the album, and you can play this at your Christmas parties or to yourself on Christmas Eve if there's nothing else to do.
Good Day, eh?
Yeah.
In case you thought, like, I wasn't on this part.
Oh, I guarantee you, you'd be on. Okay, now, this is our Christmas song in case you don't know what to get somebody for Christmas.
There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't get stuck.
Okay.
By the way, that's me on the organ. You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks
and a beer. Okay, good. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toast,
two turtlenecks
and a beer.
Okay, that should be more there, right?
Where?
Fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toast,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
See, you need more. The fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toast,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay, on the sixth, 2 golden.
Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 packs of 2 quarts,
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer in a tree.
Okay.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smoke.
Yeah. Oh, 6 packs of 2 quarts.
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer in a tree.
This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us. Go, Hoser.
Oh, eighth day of Christmas, true love gave to me
8 comic books,
7 packs of smokes, 6 packs of 2 for 5. And a beer on the way. Yeah, that beer is empty. Okay, day 12.
Good day, and welcome to day 12.
Yeah.
4 pounds of back bacon, 3 French toast, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree. Where'd you learn to do that?
Albums.
Of course. So, like, that's our song. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And good day.
Good day.
All right. That was Bob and Doug McKenzie with their song 12 Days of Christmas. Despite the fact that you're from Germany, you love that song.
Yeah, I really like it. I think it's so funny.
On YouTube, you can see an animated version of that if you are interested. Before that, we heard Salem from their album King Knight. That was the title track, King Knight. Salem are going to be at the Waldorf on January 22nd. I bought a ticket yesterday, although they're renowned for having terrible live shows, but I kind of want to just see the train wreck.
Wow, sounds
I think,
good.
Yeah, exactly. It was like $10. I'll go watch them mess up and get booed. And then before that, we heard Matty Safer with his song, Oh Holy Night. Great stuff. I'd like to remind you that Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming attractions include tonight, Channels 3 and 4, Anna and Troll Rogue. Then there's 2 nights where it's shut down for Christmas. On Sunday, Kitty Nights, the burlesque night, is having their Boxing Day throwdown. On Monday, Like Animals Again are playing with Aunts and Uncles and Olenka Krakus. On Tuesday, Weekend Leisure are having a big Christmas karaoke party. And on Wednesday, Lizzie is in town. Come check us out at 2755 Prince Edward, just off Kingsway and 12th. And for more information, check out BiltmoreCabaret.com. All right. A few more Christmas songs. We're going to hear some Tim. Do you know Tim and Eric?
No, I don't. Well, maybe.
Okay.
It seems familiar, but I'm not sure.
Okay. I tried to find a Crimbus song of theirs, but I couldn't, so I'm going to play an older song of theirs, Christmas Wish. Then we're going to hear some Hives and Cyndi Lauper.
That's good.
That's a killer Christmas song. And then a cover of Silent Night, or a performance of Silent Night for Gabe, my friend, who owns Lucky Comics, who are still open and have lots of books, and you should go to Lucky's and buy. If you have any more Christmas gifts to get, go to Lucky's Comics on Main Street at 23rd. Because it's his birthday today. Happy birthday, Gabe. So we're going to hear Klaus Nomi's version of Silent Night. But let's start off with Tim and Eric and then proceed from there. Here we go. Here is Tim and Eric on Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
Santa Claus is on his way to Rarooda. Santa Claus is on his sleigh, all the rain on dash. Oh, we need the Christmas wish. We need the Christmas wish. My brother and I have nowhere to stay. We need the Christmas wish.
Ho 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 ho.
So whatever you say,
It's all fine by me. And who the fuck anyway wants a Christmas tree? Cause the snow keeps on falling. Even though we were bad, it'll cover the field. We should both just be glad.
That was Klaus Nomi for Gabe at Lucky's Comics. Happy birthday, Gabe. You're a hell of a first baseman, and you're the best left-handed bat we have. He's on my softball team. I'm trying to starting recruiting early. Before that, we heard The Hives and Cyndi Lauper. What did you think of A Christmas Duel?
I thought it was really good.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
He's talking about how he slept with her sister,
yeah,
and then she's talking about how she effed his whole family. Oh, Christmas. And then at the top, we heard Tim and Eric for my pals Robin and Jessica and all the Tim and Eric fans out there. Okay. We've got 5 minutes left. Tim is coming up. He is going to have a great show for you. After that, Robin with Ink Studs, and then Mary Ev with French Connection. So please stay tuned to CITR for an awesome afternoon. So Nick Kurgovich from No Kids has just put out a Christmas sort of EP. You can find it at nicholaskurgovich.bandcamp.com. I'll put the link up on the Dunkin' Donuts blog. And it looks pretty great. We're going to hear some of that. I'm just trying to figure out how much time we have left. It's 5 minutes. We'll listen to that in a minute. We're going to listen to some Backdoor Santa first. So let's give that a listen. This is Clarence Carter with his song Backdoor Santa. Here we go.
They call me Backdoor Santa. I make my runs about the break of day. They call Backdoor Santa, I make my runs about the break of day. Oh, oh, oh. I make all the little girls happy while the boys are out to play. Look at him. I ain't like old Saint Nick. He don't come but once a year. Oh, 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 oh. I ain't like old Saint Nick.
don't come but once a year. But look at here, I come running with my presents every time you call me dear. Look at here, I keep some change in my pocket, chase the children at home. I give them a few pennies so that we can be alone. Leave the back door open, so if anybody smells a mouse, and with no sign I'll be in trouble, if ain't no chimney in the house, they call me back door Santa. I make my runs about the break of day. Look ahead. I make all the little girls happy, while the boys are out to play. That's what they call me, back door Santa. That's what they call me. They call me Backdoor Santa. That's what all the girls call me. I give them all the presents. That's what they call me. They call me Backdoor Santa. And I like them to call me that. They call me Backdoor Santa. And I like
so much, Run DMC. That was Run DMC with their song Christmas in Hollis. Before that, we heard Clarence Carter with his song Backdoor Santa. Yep, Backdoor Santa. Thanks so much for listening. Danya, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for inviting.
Thanks for reciting that poem.
Yep.
I think we all remembered it, and we'll all be using it tomorrow night when we're trying to get our gifts.
Santa's coming.
Exactly. And thanks to all of you for, you know, a great year of Dunkin' Donuts. We have one show left next week. On the 30th, we'll do the Best of the Year show, so I hope you tune in then. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast at cigr.ca, and you can also go to duncansdonuts.wordpress.com to find out the playlist and all those kinds of things. Have a great Christmas, if that's your thing. Have a great day at the movies eating Chinese food, if that's your thing. either way, it's a break, and it's nice to relax for a little bit. And I hope you have a nice time. We're going to close things out with this song by Nick Kirkovich of No Kids. It's his cover of Jingle Bells. I hope you like it. I certainly do. And that's it. Have a great week. Bye.
Misfortune seemed his lot. He got into a drifted